Today in Florida Ag News from the Southeast AgNet. Well, the issue of water quality has certainly rushed back up to the forefront of topics as of late, with the EPA releasing their new nutrient standards for the state. But the agricultural community's efforts to improve water quality has always been a top priority. As Terry Bates, Assistant Deputy Executive Director of the South Florida Water Management District, says they've been working with the Florida Department of Agriculture and the Florida Natural Resources Conservation Service to develop best management practices for agricultural operations. And she says over the past several years, they shifted their focus from below Lake Okeechobee to north of the lake.
And trying to work with the agricultural interests there on best management practices to clean that water up before it comes to Lake Okeechobee.
Bates says they have had success working with different agricultural interests in removing excess nutrients from the water with a number of pilot projects.
And I think we've got some promising technologies. The real question is, can you scale these projects up? They may work well on a 2 to 5 acre tract. We have thousands of acres to work with, so that's really the next question of, can some of these projects be scaled up?
For more information on how you can be involved in efforts to improve water quality in your agricultural operation, log on to fl.nrcs.usda.gov or visit your local NRCS field office. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.